The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy, welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. We now know that Dan Ryan is going to be staying in Australia. Having spent time at Thunder and also Rhinos, spoke to him before he went about Rhinos' first season.
Been a really successful season on a number of fronts for us as a brand new franchise. And firstly, you know, well done to England Netball and the Super League for getting the league up and running, but then producing it the way they have has been sensational for all of us involved from whatever capacity we're engaged in the game with. But I think it's been a really turbulent, a roller coaster of a season for all of us, but incredibly proud of what we've achieved, like I said. And you know, we've achieved success in a number of different ways, which I think is really important. And, you know, when you're building a franchise from the ground up, you want something that has a really good foundation and some great bones. And I think we've really laid the foundation out in our first year really nicely to set the club up for the future. So, yeah, very proud of everyone and the contribution they've made for sure.
It was that resilience and grit, really, wasn't it? Just making everybody sit up and take note that, yes, you're here, yes, you've arrived.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it was something that we knew that we were going to have in the team is those behaviours and attributes that are hardworking, they're honest, we grind, we grit our teeth, we get stuck in, and that's really how we play the game. And I think people have enjoyed our journey and enjoyed watching the journeys of the athletes as well and how the team has developed and evolved over time. We play a very clear style of netball that we wanted to put out there. I think fans have enjoyed watching us, and probably the most pleasing thing for me is just seeing the emergence of some of the players taking the next step in their careers, or you know, to be given a platform to showcase who they are and what they can do. And I think we've done that really well this year. So yeah, we've achieved a lot, and you know, it's been great to see how much of the netball community I think have respected the way that we've gone about our business. So very pleased on that front for sure.
I was going to ask you about that. I mean, people like Sienna and Rhea, maybe those outside the team didn't really appreciate what they brought to that squad.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what a platform for someone like Sienna to get out on the court and play in a finals weekend after having not really had a lot of court time since round 9. And for a 19-year-old girl, the way she attacks it, the way she thinks about the game, the way she reflects about her performances, she's going to be a superstar in time. And, you know, you look at the other players that I think have really made a name for themselves this year, Rhea Dixon and Bree Greason, probably the two that stand out for me. They've just been formidable in actually taking ownership of what they need to do for the team, and they've really found their place within the group too, and that's really seen the players thrive, to be honest. And they actually genuinely love playing for each other, and that's what I think has made our team really quite unique in that sense. And I just love seeing the younger players take the next step and become a little bit more senior and established, like the Vicky Ovasolas, those types of players. And it's been great in that regard. So I think people have enjoyed seeing some of the new faces emerge and make a name for themselves on the big stage.
The performances overall then, with everything that went on, you know what I mean? It's just really satisfying to see that final position.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it, you know, we had a lot of conversations with the groups around just how important our team was in those weeks where we lost all the three injured athletes. And so we're having to really rely on Paige Kindred to do a job for us at goalkeeper, Sienna to step into the shoes of Danelle Wallum, Emily Hollingworth having to step into the shoes of Fee Toner. And I think that those moments for us, I think what really galvanized us and brought us a lot deeper and more connected as a group. And I think we look back on those wins that we got during those times, which is so crucial for us. But it was actually the players that had to find an extra gear in those moments and take the extra step forward together. So yeah, those performances have been really, really important. And then I think, you know, when we got everyone back and we went on the run of knocking off Maverick, Sirens and Wasps when we hit the copper box, I think people could really see how dangerous we were. And, you know, I genuinely believe we were the fourth best team in the competition this year. We weren't quite good enough to beat Thunder, Bath and Lightning. And that's the challenge for us now, is we know exactly where we sit and where the gaps are. But I think one of the biggest things for us is just being patient with the younger athletes around getting them more experience and exposure. And, you know, they'll learn so much from what they went through this year that's going to hold them in good stead, absolutely.
And you've always been somebody who builds in a squad mentality wherever you are. And this certainly didn't let you down, especially when you factor into people like Fee and Jade.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the biggest thing for me and one of my coaching philosophies is that no one person is bigger than the team, and we all have to make a contribution. And, you know, the team always comes first. So while it might not be the best thing for me or the individual, if it's the best thing for the team, then it's the best thing for the team. So we've really embraced that mentality at Leeds Rhinos, and it's something that we do very well. And it's one of our non-negotiables, I guess, is we want team first players. And I've genuinely loved seeing the players love being a part of this team. So, yeah, it's something that we pride ourselves on, and I've loved seeing the players embrace that and really shine and thrive in our environment.
As you already said, Leighton, maybe just that little bit stronger on a day, but it had to be a playoff against Greggy, didn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely did. We love our battles against each other, and I actually think it brings out the best in our coaching brains. We go toe-to-toe, and as always, I'll win the first quarter, Greggy will win the second, I'll win the third, and then Greggy will win the fourth. So just a great match and a great contest. And I think, you know, to have that rivalry back now in up north is awesome for the league and for netball in this part of the country. So, yeah, loved our battles with Manchester Thunder, and look forward for more of them to come in the future.
It'd be really important to mention here the likes of Maggie, Sean and Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. I think all of our staff have really embraced the journey as well. And, you know, it's a full team effort, and I know everybody says that, but it really is around everyone playing their part and making their contribution to the team or to the environment or to the operations, whatever their role might be. And my support staff have been amazing. Sarah Whitehead, our strength and conditioning coach, is one of the best in the business, in my opinion. She's been formidable with the girls. Sean Foley is one of the best logistics and operations people you can ever get. And Maggie Birkinshaw, we all know and love Maggie for what she does and what she brings. So it's been great having them as a part of the team. And, you know, Dan Busford, obviously, is our franchise director, leading the way. It's been a great project for everybody, and certainly what we've seen out on the court with us finishing in fourth place is because of the work everybody has done to allow that to happen. So full team effort, and couldn't be more proud.
We've already spoken on the Netball Northern Ireland Strongest Together podcast, available where you get your podcasts. Everybody deserves some time after the season, and you're off home.
I can get home to see my family properly for the first time in 3.5 years and spend some time with loved ones, which I've obviously had to sacrifice a lot of that time over recent years to do what I'm doing over here. So can't wait to get home, and looking forward to connecting back with everyone.
And maybe a thank you to staff and players and fans for just getting through 2021.
Yeah, absolutely. And not just at Leeds Rhinos, but the entire league and every other franchise in the country. I think everyone has pulled together and done such a brilliant job to make this happen. It was, you know, we reflect back on even before the season starting, with I think a lot of people thinking, how the hell are we going to get through this season? How's this going to work? And, you know, I think to have gotten through the season like we have, the support from Sky has been amazing. And I think you've just seen, you know, netball take a huge step forward here in this country over the past 12 months. And, yeah, hopefully the game can keep pushing forward and everyone keeps making their contributions in their respective areas to keep the game moving in the direction that we need it to go.
Thanks for what you've done for Rhinos, Dan. And hope you can join us on a future podcast soon.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.